A moonlit walk on a secluded beach.
Okay.
Picking strawberries together at sunset. Putting a second coat of polyurethane paint sealer on a nursery room wall.
Aww.
Yeah, it's,
I'm gonna cry.
It's not your stereotypical romantic first date.
Oh my god, polyurethane, that's pretty intense.
It's powerful.
Bro, I don't even know what that means.
It'll give you some feelings, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it will.
One of our listeners, Taylor, said she felt sparks after her date, Murphy, got an emergency call mid-coffee date, letting him know that his sister had gone into early labor.
Aww.
And that he needed to go and paint their baby's room immediately before they got back from the hospital. And Taylor was invited to go along for the ride.
Yeah.
And aww, she did.
I know. Yeah. And it's so cute, Taylor, because it really shows what a good brother he is.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was adorable. I actually had so much fun with him.
Yeah. I forgot to ask, what color did you guys do?
We did, like, light blues and, like, some grays and light greens.
Classic.
Okay,
neutral.
Very classy.
Nice.
Okay. Yes.
So how long has it been since your date? Because we never asked you that in the first part.
It's been like 2 weeks.
Okay. 2 weeks?
Wow. At least it hasn't been 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a toddler now.
I totally get, though, that like maybe there's a new baby and he's busy with his family and stuff. But like,
yeah.
I mean, that would take like a week, not like 2 weeks.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe she's still in labor and the baby hasn't come yet.
God,
oh my god, that poor woman. Yeah. Oh my god.
But I don't know.
I mean, that's sweet, but I don't think an uncle has a lot to do in the first 2 weeks of a baby being born. They don't do a whole lot.
Hey, we gotta write a lot of jokes to get ready for that baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, let's find out. We're gonna call Murphy for you, and we're gonna try and get you your second date update. You ready, Taylor?
Oh my god, yeah.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Murphy, please?
This is he.
Hi, Murphy. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a second to talk with us?
No. No.
Well, hold on.
Is it free stuff?
Yeah.
It could be.
Maybe, yeah. This call is not collect either. That's totally free. The reason why we're ringing you is because we're doing a segment called A Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
So then you know how that works?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of which end of this I'm on. Do I get to follow up or still be checking in on me?
Oh, did you send us an email?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is confusing.
I don't think you remember how this works at all,
no.
Actually, after you just said that.
Maybe it's better if we explain. Mm-hmm. You recently went on a date with somebody, and afterwards, you're not calling them back, and they're curious why.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Remembering.
All right, Murphy.
And the girl that reached out to us about you, her name is Taylor.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know, I guess. How?
What?
You okay, man? You sound really nervous.
I get it, though. I mean, it'd be really weird to get randomly called by a radio station and asked about, you know, it's a pretty personal thing. You went on a long date with Taylor.
Yeah.
If I can ask, what was it that Taylor shared?
Well, I mean, she pretty much told us the entire thing, that you were supposed to go out and walk through the park, and you ended up getting a phone call from your brother-in-law who said your sister went into early labor, and that led to you and Taylor going back to your sister's house and painting her baby's room for her.
Yep.
We did do that. Is that all she said that we did?
I mean, she said you ate pizza, drank a little bit, and kissed. Mm-hmm. You had a nice kiss.
I mean, she described it as a really nice time with you.
Yeah.
It was really fun. But there might be a little bit more. I'm not really sure it's my place to say this year.
Oh. Wait, there's more to the date, you're saying?
Yeah, no, it was super fun, and then it got awkward, you know?
What?
No.
We don't know at all.
Yeah, awkward.
I just felt like it was pretty awkward for how fast things went.
Wait, you're what? The one that invited her back to your sister's house to paint the baby room. That's on you.
Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean move fast?
Like, okay, first of all, that was amazing. I thought that was cool. I had to do that for my family.
Right.
But I'm not sure what I can say on your show regarding this, but we did it.
You did what?
Nice.
I think that that's a natural thing to happen between two consenting adults.
Yeah. Well, what'd you do?
We did it, man. I don't know. I'm trying to be cool here.
Okay, why are you acting so weird about it? Then if you hooked up, then that should be okay.
It's fine.
He was in the baby's room.
Well, that's on you!
Yeah. It's not fair that you've left Taylor hanging this whole time based on something that's going on inside your head.
I mean, I told my brother-in-law. I got pissed.
Why would you tell your brother-in-law? Yeah, what are you doing? You just keep that to yourself. You know,
you know who you need to be talking to about this is Taylor. And thank God you've already kind of told her, because I need to let you know that she's been on the other line listening and she wants to talk to you, dude.
Shut up. She's not on the phone.
Yes, she is. Taylor, are you there?
Yeah. I can't believe that you told people that on the air.
Oh, it's no big deal.
It's fine. Yeah.
It's not like the baby was present in the room when you guys did it. The room was empty.
Yeah, but they like christened a room that child will live in forever.
They painted it. They deserve it. I'm going to tell you, as a parent, there's much worse things that'll probably happen to the kids. I'm just saying.
So it's
not that big of a deal.
Taylor, how are you feeling right now hearing all of this?
I mean, I get that you feel guilty, but I thought we had a really good connection. And, you know, it was like up to you, too, to do it in that room, you know?
That was really fun. It was a good connection. But really, I didn't know it was going to be as awkward as it was after.
But I feel like it was just so awkward, like, because it was in the baby's room.
It's like being in your grandma's room.
Right, and it sounds like you made it awkward. Like, why would you tell your brother-in-law?
I felt guilty about doing it in his room. It's not my house. It's not my place.
So you clean conscience? Yeah,
I mean, I mean, it's a good sign, Taylor, that he's very honest.
Too honest, well, honestly. Yeah.
But, like, if he ever met me, like, would he know that that was me?
Oh, would the brother-in-law know? Is that what you mean?
Say it was her, right?
Well, maybe the paint marks on your clothes might be a hint. But it sounds like there's still a connection between you guys. It's just Murphy,
right.
You have to get over it.
If the brother doesn't know, then it's not like it's going to be awkward if they ever meet.
Well, I don't want to lie to him that it's like not eventually her. What do you guys think?
I don't think you have to lie to him, Murphy. I just think you just leave it out of conversation. I highly doubt.
Do you have to tell everybody every place that you do it every time?
Hey, name's Murphy. I slept with someone in the car.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
I don't want to sound pathetic, but like, what if it's like the birth of a new baby and then like also the birth of a new connection with someone, you know?
Oh, I like that. You're making it deeper.
Are you saying, Taylor, that you got pregnant in there and there's an opportunity?
My God, stop it. Oh.
I don't. What are you saying?
What are you saying?
Like, maybe...
He really wants you to answer that.
Murph just got nervous.
Well, I don't know. It's only been 2 weeks, though. I don't know.
Murphy, you may have to see her again.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just to be a good guy, Murphy, I need to ask you. Would you like to go out with Taylor one more time? We're going to pay for it.
It'll be a funny story someday.
I guess I'll go out with her again. Maybe we can do it at my place.
Okay. Yeah. You don't need to plan it.
That's
you really don't.
Really romantic.
Send out a memo to let everybody know.
Excuse me, do I get a say in this? I mean, I'd like to say where we get to do it.
That's fair.